USA Radio News.
This is our once-in-a-generation opportunity to take more money out of Washington's pocket and put more money into the pockets of hardworking families. For too long, hardworking men and women have been held back by an economy that has failed to live up to its potential.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell earlier today on the Senate floor saying this bill will help hardworking American families. The debate continues on the floor today. On the other side of the aisle, the Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden says this is just more handouts for big corporations.
What this is a grab bag full of special interest goodies for multinational corporations, powerful political supporters.
A final vote is expected on the bill Friday. South Carolina Congressman John Conyers is the third-ranking Democrat in the House of Representatives. He's also calling on veteran Congressman John Conyers to resign. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the ones you love some lame, boring gift like a new car or jewelry or toys or expensive electronics or any other junk. Nope, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly! A KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It's a perfect gift for all those important people in your life who get hungry right around lunchtime. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Michigan Democratic Congressman John Conyers is facing mounting pressure to resign from both Democrats and Republicans over sexual harassment charges. His attorney, Arnold Reed, told reporters Conyers is in the hospital to deal with stress and will decide his own future.
Congressman John Conyers will determine that. Decision will be made. He will determine that when and if he makes that decision.
A hearing considers the many threats to the United States. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Elaine Duke and FBI Director Christopher Wray before lawmakers. Wray telling them,
what's really struck me is the magnitude of the threats we face and the diversity of the threats we face.
And Secretary Duke said the threat from terrorism to the U.S. is arguably greater today than it was around 9/11, though both officials reminded lawmakers there are other serious threats to national security, including cybersecurity and border security issues and natural disasters.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
The Senate is continuing to discuss and wrangle over the GOP tax bill on the floor today. John Barrasso is a Republican senator from the state of Wyoming. He says things have been going great under President Trump, and passing this tax cut bill is only going to stimulate the economy even more.
From the day that Donald Trump was elected president a little over a year ago, we've had 2 million new jobs added to the economy. Not from Inauguration Day, but from Election Day, because of the amount of positive optimism.
Senator Barrasso is also a fan of removing the individual mandate. He explains why.
In Wyoming, we've had over 16,000 people who had to pay this fine or this tax across the country. Not just 16,000 in Wyoming, over 6 million people have had to pay that fine. Billions of dollars paid in. Why? Because they can't afford the Obama-mandated insurance. We're going to eliminate that.
Actor Jim Nabors is dead at the age of 87. Randy Fuller has more.
Nabors played cheerful Gomer Pyle on The Andy Griffith Show and starred in his own TV series, Gomer Pyle USMC, in the 1960s.
Shazam! All the surprise, surprise, surprise!
He was also an accomplished singer. He had 28 albums, 5 gold and 1 platinum album to his credit. Nabors was an Alabama native and died early this morning in Honolulu, where he was living with his partner of 38 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. I love the smell of leftovers.
Turkey? Absolutely. Listen, folks, Miles Bauer is on location. I've got Ludwig von Wiedendorski, although I'm not sure where he went. Listen, and with us is Brian Patrick, who's the communications director for Congressman Bill Heisinger's office. Brian, welcome to the Mike Hewitt Show.
Hey, thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
We call you Boomer.
Yep, that's a...
Folks, just so you know, before we went live, I said, you got to write down your real name because I want to make sure I do it right. I'm going, he's Boomer. What's this fancy name stuff? Listen, before we get to the Boomer part of the show, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with our new accusation culture. And listen, that's not to diminish those folks who have actually been, the women that have actually been bothered. I'm not trying to diminish that. Having said that, we've got to pause, I think, and slow to navigation speed when we're looking at the accusation culture the media seems to dump us in. And to be very, very honest with you folks, I've been waffling back and forth asking myself, is this another 7 to 10 day media-driven cycle that we've talked about often on the air, meaning they hop us from one outrageous thing to the next outrageous thing, and before you even figure out what it is, like the Nevada shooting, all of a sudden, boom, that's yesterday's news. They don't talk about it anymore. It's like it never happened, and they move on. So I pause and say, is this part of that, or is this a societal anomaly? I hear often that things are changed. We don't treat women anymore the way they used to. Well, but listen, folks, I'm 56, almost 57. That's never been appropriate. Just so you understand that that has never in my life been appropriate. I was an adult and watched how Bill Clinton was defended by the same folks right now that are saying, we don't do it that way anymore. Well, no. Disrespect, all of those things that we're hearing in the news, those have never been tolerated by the American society. Not in my lifetime. So we got to push back a little bit. I watch all of the thing. By the way, we've touched on it before. I'm not a huge Roy Moore fan. I'm really not. That said, I'm really passionate about due process. If this man did something that was egregious, if he affected these women in that way, 38 years later or 8 days later, they should have went to a court system and sought some legal justice. It pales a little bit for me when it's the day after a primary victory that suddenly this is a landslide news and we tie it to the whatever that other guy's name, the big mogul, from what was his name, Ludwig?
Weinstein.
There's like an avalanche of these people, and to me, it's driven by the uber left and their media dogs. That's who it appears to be driven by. And by the way, please don't misunderstand me at all in this show. I'm not endorsing that kind of behavior, but I'm saying we've got to kind of sort out what's real and what's not. John Conyers. I've never been a fan of John Conyers. And by the way, I'm not an advocate of term limits, but 1965 through current, folks, I got to ask you down there in his district here in the great state of Michigan, what are you thinking to let this man sit in that office for? He's been in office higher, longer than the average citizen is in age right now. That, to me, is a problem.
Almost 20 years before I was born?
Yeah, but you're a green pea. Listen, and if you were doing a wonderful job, whatever, but to the folks that support him in that ideology, what's he actually doing for you? So forget the fact that I don't agree with him ideologically. What's he doing for you? On the other hand, at 88 years old, the idea that he's being involved in some sexual misdoings is kind of eyebrow-raising in itself, not to make an age discrimination statement. I already told you I'm older than the average. I just think, folks, we've got to slow down and start sorting this stuff out. I go through the various accusations that they're talking about with Roy Moore. Well, she was a credible witness. She may have been a credible witness, except for she waited 38 years, and her lawyer refuses to say, okay, here's the signature in the yearbook. You guys figure out whether it's real or not, because Roy Moore's saying it isn't real. He's saying send that signature to an independent professional and get it analyzed. Is that happening? Nope. It ain't happening. So then I hear that he actually went to the malls and was perusing, looking for young girls, except for the mall people that were management at the time said, no, we'd never heard anything about that. The restaurateur, where the woman was a waitress, the manager from that restaurant said, to her knowledge, he was never actually in the restaurant. Never, ever was there any conversation during that era that he did it. Here's my point. I don't know the truth, and you don't know the truth. Nobody knows the truth. And that's why we have due process. And if it rose to the level that she's suggesting, she should engage due process. And if this is just about the media, and we wait until the day after a stunning victory in a primary, then shame on her and a lot of other people. You can't have it both ways.
Do you remember a few months ago, they were laughing at Mike Pence because he wouldn't have dinner with any woman by himself? This is exactly why. Right. He never wanted to be accused of anything like this.
You're exactly right, Ludwig.
And just a few months ago, we're laughing at him for that, and now nobody's even brought that up, that he's making sure that he does not get involved in some kind of claim.
But he's right.
Because, he's absolutely right.
But then it goes to my opening questions. Are we in a brief accusation kind of enigma? Is this the way it's always going to be?
It's been going on for years.
Has it?
This is an easy way to ruin somebody's reputation without having to be true.
We just destroy them in the media, and then that's the end of them.
I've had friends personally have dealt with this, where a girl makes a claim, it's put in the paper, it's then found, didn't happen, and then the retraction or the thing that it did happen is behind the comics and the coupon page, saying that he's no longer suspect or anything.
Sure.
And nobody knows that. His name's not cleared.
I got to tell you, listen, I'm... Obviously, in my vantage point, folks, I'm on the conservative/libertarian side, and both of those two groups of ideological folks are debating amongst themselves and with each other about Roy Moore. We don't have any facts. Think about for a minute. If you sit, folks, if the guys and ladies that disagree with me right now, pull over on the side of the road, get a blank piece of paper out and a pen, and write down the actual facts that you know. I heard a CB radio there, Break 19. Miles, are you back with us?
Hey, guys.
Are you back?
Yeah, I was going to say, I would say this. Regardless what Pence does, if they wanted to go after him,
yep,
it doesn't matter if he has dinner or not. I don't know that I agree with what Lude said about their criticism of Pence. You could lock yourself in a closet, and if they want to accuse you in the media, they will.
That's a very valid point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My whole point was, though, just a few months ago, he makes sure to keep himself at a distance for having this. Anybody actually have a reason to do this or has the ability to.
So what he's saying is, I'm never going to be in a circumstance where there's not witnesses so that you cannot destroy me. What Miles is saying, and I agree with Miles, by the way.
They still will try.
They're going to do it anyhow. And by the way, it doesn't matter whether they've got witnesses, and it goes to his point, because if the media is just going to drive it 24/7 across the cable spectrum, et cetera, then he's still tarred and feathered.
Well, look at Herman Cain. They did this to him. He was leading the race in 08, and all of a sudden, after 30 years of business, here comes three ladies that he helped one with financially, and he dropped out because his wife He said, I don't want to put her through this anymore.
Yeah, I guess.
I never did it, but I don't want to deal with this.
Yep, I don't blame him. But we've got a seek and destroy political culture, at least. The folks that have been listening to this show know that I've sat through town hall meetings. I see Boomer right now is nodding up and down because he's been there with him. And we've talked about it. I think after every single one that I've attended, I was absolutely aghast at the culture that I saw unfold. What really concerned me, and we're going to talk about public education in the Enigma today, but what really concerned me is that the lion's share of the folks that were most over the top were public school teachers. And by the way, folks, I'm not attacking public school teachers. I'm pushing back on those few that bring vulgar language to the public arena rather than thought. The idea wasn't to say we disagree on issues. Can we reach can you convince me? Can I convince you? Can we reach a middle ground? The idea was to go and destroy somebody. That's fearsome to me in a culture that prides itself in being something better. Miles, I want to really get, after the next break, I really want to get into Peru, but are you seeing a different culture while you're there right now?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because I kind of view the whole area as Mexico and Jamaica where I visited, and then when I came down here, this is such a complete different picture.
I bet. From everything you've been messaging with Ludwig and I bet that's the case. So, folks, listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to pick up with Miles in Peru.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. You gotta check that out.
Absolutely, you do. Folks, if you're just tuning in, Ludwig von Wiedemdorski is in the studio with me. Miles Bauer, our other co-host, is on location in somewhere in Peru. And by the way, before I stop, Brian Patrick, communications director for Congressman Bill Huizenga, is in studio with us also. But I want to spend some time here before the next break talking about Peru and cultural differences. And folks, let me apologize to you up front. Audio is not great, but he's not calling from down the street. We're talking about Peru. So please bear with a little bit of the sound. Miles Bauer, what are you seeing? You've traveled all over the world. What are you finding in Peru?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of diversity. I started off in Lima, which is kind of on the coast.
Right.
And now I've kind of gone off to an agricultural side in the southeastern side of the country, headed for Machu Picchu, and it's more a lot of farming. But it's very much not like Mexico, very much not like what I've seen in Jamaica.
What do you mean when you say not like? What's the most shocking or surprising difference between the three countries?
I mean, even though it's not an extremely high standard of living, still very clean, very, still expanding.
Right.
Not cutting-edge technology, but obviously moving forward.
You're seeing new construction and stuff like that.
Yes.
The folks, let me ask you, have you gotten a feel yet for how the folks view Americans? Or more specifically, how are they treating you?
Yeah, so I've never encountered any type of negative issue, regardless if I was in the tourist areas or if I was outside of the tourist areas.
Right.
It's always been very pleasant.
As I understand it, tell me if I'm wrong, but if I understand that that's a socialistic engine economically there in Peru. Am I correct when I say that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously the socialists rule, but they have, like, trade agreements all over the world because they've got minerals here in the Amazon.
Right.
They've got oil here in the Amazon. They've got agricultural products throughout the country. So they have a lot to trade here, and that's what's driving their economic expansion while the rest of the world was contracting.
Right.
From 08 forward, Peru's been expanding at almost 6% each year.
But one of the things, two things. First off, from what I've been reading on the Internet, along with the things that you've been telling Ludwig and I in message, is that while we talk about a socialistic engine, there's a lot of personal entrepreneurship going on. You talked about breakfasts along the route that are set up for the train route, et cetera. Are you seeing private enterprise?
Yeah, it's, as you remember, I lived in France for a while. And I don't see anywhere near the socialist intrusion here like I saw in France.
Have you ever lived in America? France, Chicago.
Nice. I like the nice touch use of France, Chicago. Listen, one of the things I find striking difference that I've learned from you over the last few days, Miles, is when I think of socialism, I think of U.S. socialism, which is really uber left, not economic engine, but way of life type of thing. And there's a big difference, folks, between those two concepts. An example of in Peru, there is private enterprise there, and in fact, there's a Lima gun shop. It's called the Lima Gun Shop, and they can purchase every firearm that they want. However, the only restriction I could find is they can't use what's considered military round weapons. Beyond that, there's hunting. It looks like pictures from northern Michigan, to be honest with you, other than the type of topography there is. The way they dress, the firearms that they're carrying for hunting, it looked like a snapshot of friends of mine somewhere hunting here in our area. I say that because whether you're a capitalist or a socialist, it's very different. Those words have different meanings in different countries. Is that your opinion, Miles?
Yeah, as I was mentioning earlier, socialism in France was a completely different story to your point about how we see socialism in the United States. Versus, you know, where you see it in other parts of the country, like I was making reference to Mexico and Jamaica and other places. So very, very different.
The primary language in Peru, is it Spanish?
Spanish.
Okay. But
yeah.
But most of the folks that you're encountering also speak pretty good English. Is that true?
Yeah, or we can communicate.
Right. Enough so you can get the basics out. McDonald's, I saw pictures of a McDonald's in downtown Lima. That made me smile.
Oh, yeah, and they like to put guacamole on their burgers.
I've never heard of such a
thing. That actually sounds good.
Brian, we always got to count on Brian. I'm not a guacamole fan. But so, Miles, I don't know if you were excited about going, but now that you're there, are you having a good time? Is it working?
You know, it's very much a learning experience for me. I'm kind of looking forward to Machu Picchu just to say, you know, I climbed up the hill.
Right.
But, you know, it's really been educational. And I got to tell you, in a lot of ways, I got a little bit different perspective around socialism as a result of this.
I see that. I do see that. So now you're a socialist?
No, I didn't say I'm buying into
you're
it.
You're feeling the burn?
No.
Oh, that's too funny.
I'm not planning to join the Bernie forces, no.
I do believe what I said is true, and that's that. And by the way, folks, please don't misunderstand. I'm a classical liberal by definition, meaning what they call nowadays very hard right wing, meaning I'm a Jeffersonian. That said, I am more than aware with the fact that what we said early on in this segment, that socialism in different countries means very, very different things. So it's just important to highlight that when you're hearing it in the news and they're spinning something, it isn't what you're hearing in the streets in the United States. It's a different meaning. That's been my point. And it's really why I was excited about getting Miles to call in, even at the risk of the audio difficulties. Technical difficulties is what we used to say. Now, have you been around the world, Boomer?
I have. I've been to Europe.
Okay. And then you saw socialism there.
Yes.
Just a little bit, folks.
We stayed for mostly in the big cities in Germany and in France. So
right.
Definitely a different feel, different vibe. Germany, more comparable to the United States.
Sure.
But France, there was just a different cultural feel altogether.
Right. By the way, folks, when I look at these words, socialism and capitalism, et cetera, to me, they're a debate over economic engine. When I look at the history of the United States, capitalism has driven us further up the hill and provided a greater standard of living to more people for a longer period than any other system that history has ever been able to write about. So when I see it that way, I passionately push back against socialism. But the bigger point that I want to make in this dialogue is that there's a difference between looking at socialism as an economic engine versus how we're going to talk about it in the Enigma report today when it's being advocated to our young in high school and on our college campuses. That's a very, very different thing indeed than what Miles is witnessing on his trip to Peru. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. I remember when I was at Michigan State, we had a professor who asked, you know, what did you believe in? What system of government? In a classroom full of 65 people or so, only one person raised their hand as socialism. You know, this is 2005. I think that number would be higher today, and I think that's alarming.
I think it would be significantly greater than 50%. The problem with it is that it's not presented to our youth as an economic engine to you decide which one of those economic engines that's looking at it as a cultural switch. It's an entirely different direction culturally. That's not economic engine versus economic engine. And I think we're in really dangerous ground.
I can tell you my two economics classes.
Yep.
When you ask them to vote which way you'd want it,
right.
It's 100% capitalism. But I explain it not on a social level, but on an economic engine.
Listen, one of the things that he's telling me we're out of time, so we've got to go. When we come back from break, we're going to get into what's going on in Washington, D.C., and some comments from Team Huizenga. Folks, we'll be right back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
USA Radio News.
We're going to get this thing passed. We're going to get it to the president's desk, and he's going to sign it. We don't have any Republican senators at this point just saying, no, no, heck no, I'm not going to vote for this. I think everyone in the conference wants to get to yes, and I think we're in a very good position to actually get it passed.
Republican Congressman Mike Lee earlier today discussing the massive tax bill. Now, Republicans are hoping to have a vote on this bill as early as tonight. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has called this the most comprehensive update in the federal tax code in 3 decades. McConnell said sweeping cuts are going to help boost the economy. Democrats are slamming the bill, saying it will add to the federal deficit. And the folks on Wall Street seem to be a big fan of that GOP tax bill. The Dow soared to record highs today, up over 360 points, finishing the day 24,272. The S&P added 22 points for a record close of 26,48. And the NASDAQ index increased 50 points to end at 68,74. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de familia a familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Back. We are.
Listen, Miles isn't back, though. He's somewhere in Peru on a train, and tried as he might, we lost his signal. He's going through mountain peaks, and I'm kind of half jealous. Sounds like he's having an absolutely great and educational trip, and I think he had huge reservations about going, and now that he's there, sounds like he's just enjoying the heck out of it.
So this is actually pleasure, it's not a work thing for him?
His wife and him are there, and she said this is going to be a romantic trip. You're going to like it. Of course, if you know Miles, we call him Spock.
Okay.
Because it's not. He's down there doing, he's interpreting and analyzing right. Everything. So no one's ever going to say what a romantic fella he is.
We do hear him say fascinating.
Yeah, all right, he does say fascinating now and then. You betcha he does. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, Ludwig von Wiedendorsky, my other co-host, is still on board. And with us is Brian Patrick, who I know as Boomer, Communications Director for Congressman Bill Huizenga. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
What's going on in D.C.? Are they actually doing anything down there?
Believe it or not, in the House we are. Yep. Even the Senate's getting some stuff done.
The Senate meaning the world's highest paid debate club.
Yes, deliberative body, right?
Deliberative body, but that's...
Right. we passed tax reform in the House last week.
Right.
227 votes. This is a big deal. You know, Mike, our tax code hasn't been updated in 30 years.
Right.
You know, and because of that, families here in West Michigan and across the country are sending too much money to Washington, and our small businesses and our job creators of all sizes are paying an uncompetitive tax rate right now. So what we're doing is we're cutting taxes for everybody. We're making it so small businesses can grow. We're making it so our larger companies across West Michigan and across the country can compete internationally.
Right.
And we're cutting those rates for middle-class families.
You know, it's always fascinated me, and I talk about it periodically on the show, but when you get into corporate tax or company tax or small business tax, Renegade River supports the show. I'm really familiar with some of these topics on a first-hand write-the-check basis. What shocks me that folks don't get on the other side, and maybe some on our side also, is that companies are not people. People are who pay the tax. And so when we're jumping up and down with excitement because we're going to make sure that that big company pays its fair share, the reality of it is that the folks that are either buying their products or their services, you folks are, me too, by the way, we're who are paying corporate tax. So the idea that there's an argument for shifting tax to or from, you know, business America, to me, is insanity because they don't pay it. We do.
Right. I mean, and it's a competition issue for us. I mean, even President Obama, Mike, said that the corporate tax rate needed to be cut.
Right.
That's what's so amazing to hear, whether it's Chuck Schumer or Debbie Stabenow or other Democrats push back on certain things. I mean, I saw an ad last night running on TV by some outside group that was saying that Senator Debbie Stabenow was fighting for tax cuts. Really? She doesn't support the plan.
No.
I mean, for the last 15 years, you can check this out, listeners. There was a C-SPAN clip of her talking about how she wanted to eliminate the marriage penalty, cut taxes for small business, and increase the child tax credit. Guess what? The Republican proposal, we do that, and
right.
She is vehemently against it.
Right. The irony with folks like her, and maybe specifically her, we should do a whole segment on her sometime, because what a ball of confusion she is in the political arena. That debate aside, if you thank goodness we're not, but if I were an elected Democrat right now in this current culture that we've got going on, the current political arena culture, I would be afraid because the grassroots on the left side, their hair is flat on fire. The result of that is that the elected Democrats, and you folks that listen to me know I don't largely agree with them. That's different than saying I want to sit down in the arena of ideas and see what can be done. That's what Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan did. They didn't agree on a lot, but they sat down, had a glass of brandy, and said, what can we do? We don't have that right now. To me, the reason that we don't, because I watch the folks that are their supporters at our town hall meetings, and I'm thinking, wow, I can't imagine being a Democratic congressperson knowing that anything that I do that steps me out of line, I'm going to have those folks after me. They won't be sending checks. They won't be helping. They won't do the volunteer work. Their grassroots are so angry, I don't know how they stay in the saddle.
Yeah, a great example of this, Mike, is actually the California Democrat Party and everything that's going on right there. Senator Feinstein, a well-established Democrat there, senior senator, totally under siege from her left flank
right.
on this,
right.
And by no terms is she a moderate.
Oh.
So that's a great example. And I think to your point about town halls, whether it's here in Michigan or across the country, you're right. I think there is a certain segment. It's not everybody. There is
right.
a certain segment that is going there for their YouTube moment.
Right.
They're not going to have that respectful dialogue, a challenge of ideas, kind of like what we're seeing on our college campuses,
sure.
is that there is no engagement as dialogue. It's either you accept my position or
right.
you're the enemy.
Right. And the irony is on the conservative side, at least in grassroots, there's always the debate over, it's like we're a whole bunch of policy wonks. And so there's the debate over the nuts and the bolts of how the system ought to be. On the other side, they want to completely, absolutely destroy what is and put something different in its place. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're out. But to your point about YouTube, to me, when I watch that, it looks like they're looking for a sound bite so that they can include it in a fundraising campaign and not much more. Give me some money and make sure you vote for me and I'll say anything that you want me to say.
To your point, and you made the libertarian notion earlier as well, there's a guy on the internet, Remy is his name, and he does YouTube videos for Reason.
Sure.
And he hits on that point exactly. It's just, it's satirical, obviously,
right.
But it's just elected officials or other people just saying crazy things and being like, all right, now will we put this above the donate now button?
Right.
That's not how our system of government is supposed to operate. Sure. We're supposed to, whether it's the Senate, whether it's the House, whether it's here at the local levels, we're supposed to, you know, have the battle of opinions and hash it out.
Sure. One of the things, though, in fact, we talked off air during a break earlier, one of the things that's concerning to me is that the folks with their hair on fire that are screaming and chanting foul language, etc., that's not America, folks. That's about 2% of America. What's unfortunate, though, is that the media, and maybe social media to a degree, gives normal people that are just going to work, paying their taxes and trying to raise their kids, gives them the impression of what in the heck is happening to America. Folks, the only thing that's happening to America, at least at this point, is that the media is focusing on 2%, the nutty, wacky, foul-mouthed, vulgar 2%.
Yeah, I think there's some real truth to that, Mike, and the reason why that is that the media is not reporting on news. It's creating and driving the cycle itself. And I think we saw that with the rise of the 24/7 news cycle, right?
Right.
But now with Facebook and the internet sensations and all of that, you know, people can go on and live stream with the click of a button.
Sure.
It really allows folks who are deeply outside the mainstream,
right,
to spread their message. And listen, we live in a free society. That's part of that. But I think the media has a responsibility to represent and present the information of the whole, not a very, very, very minor part of the population.
I absolutely agree. But part of the problem for them that they face, and folks, I'm being sincere when I say that, to come up with something to talk about for 24/7, 7 days a week, I'm telling you, we put some, you may roll your eyes when I say this, but we put a lot of thought about what we're going to talk about in our 1 hour a week. Trying to do 24/7 without allowing your agenda to drive the news, et cetera, your own personal agenda is what I'm referring to. It's just, of course, that's going to be the reality of them trying to fill 24 hours of television 7 days a week. It's just the way it is.
The movie Anchorman 2.
Yep.
Makes fun of this because before 24/7 news, it was just news. And in this movie, they have to beat the primetime slot because they're at the midnight slot. So they come up with car chases and sports phrases. And the crap that we're seeing now is news. The whole movie is making fun of the evolution of the news.
Miles has said all along when we debate over what their agenda is, he says it's about sensationalism.
Absolutely.
And money. And so, yeah, they have a personal bias, but what's driving them is trying to fill it with something sensational that'll get you driving on.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing.
I think your local news is news.
Yep. Now, listen, we've almost got to go to a break, but I want you to stay with us, Brian, because I think we've gotten you off on a path that you didn't. This is not what he came to talk about. So you're going to get blended in with the Enigma report. That'll be fun for you. And does that make sense to you, Brian?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it kind of feels funny without Miles on now.
Yeah, and you're putting thought into the content.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not doing too bad with that. Yeah, folks, we're going to... You got to see the look he's giving me, I'm telling you. Folks, we're going to go to a break. We'll come back with an enigma.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Mackinac Island, still Michigan's premier destination to get away, unplug, and breathe. You can savor those Mackinac Island memories by bringing Simply Superior brand Mackinac Island food products into your home. Simply Superior presents their all-new lobster mac and cheese, a delicious American classic with a refined twist. Now available with other fine Mackinac Island products at your local grocer.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And we are ready, whether you are or not. It is the Enigma Report. I think Mike's ready.
I am ready. Folks, if you're just tuning in, this is the Enigma Report. Ludwig von Wiedemdorski is in the studio, and Miles Bauer, our co-host, is somewhere offline in Peru. With us is Brian Patrick, who I know is Boomer, Communications Director for Congressman Bill Huizing, is sitting in with us today. Really excited to have you in here.
Hey, this is great. Thanks for
having me. We're going to get you in here more often. That'll teach you. Listen, folks, there's the enigma for today. This is something I'm really wrestling with, and I need you guys to help me with it. The first thing, and those folks that are on social media have probably seen this floating around this week. It's a picture of somewhere in Indiana. I don't know the school, so I'm not going to try to guess. Could have found it out. I'll let you do it. It's a group of a small handful of people. Is it about 20 young high school students, plus or minus? They're holding a banner. It reads, "Trump is the symptom, capitalism is the disease, socialism is the cure." And then it goes on at the very tagline, it's socialism and liberation, which makes me laugh out loud because those two words are about as far removed as you can possibly get. And then if you want to find what I was looking at, you can go to pslweb.org. But put your hat on, because it's a fascinating, grossly uber-left site. The enigma, though, isn't that. It's that sign is okay in our public school system, but a banner for the Trump campaign was not. The United States flag is not. Anything from our armed services is not. I was just pushing back from that. I was just getting my head around that as an enigma. And then I stumbled on a fellow named Ami Horowitz, who's a filmmaker, and you can find him at amihorowitz.com. He goes to UCLA Berkeley, and he stands out on campus with a United States flag, and he's waving it, and he's saying positive things about the United States. And he's getting F-bombed and outrageous comments from almost all of the students that pass him by. Folks, that's fearsome. And I'll get to why I find it fearsome in a second. It gets worse. Then he finds a different corner and starts again. The second time he starts, he's holding an ISIS flag, and he's chanting, "Defend ISIS." And he gets a lot of attaboys. "Good job. Yeah, go." This is UCL Berkeley. This is one of the schools in academia that's recognized. Forget what we on the right think. It's recognized in academia as a leading educational institution. What they're leading in is putting students in classrooms as teachers. Folks, we have a problem, and it's an enigma to me that so many people are willfully ignoring the problem that I just described. What's that Abe Lincoln said? The philosophy in one generation will be the classroom of one generation will be the philosophy and government of the next. We got to ask ourselves, honest, as parents, as adults in this culture, what we're seeing unfold across the media spectrum, across our educational spectrum, is this really the next generation we want? Is this what we want for our children and our grandchildren? It's an enigma to me, honest, that we are not, as parents and grandparents, saying slam on the brakes, pull the train cord, bring this thing to a halt. To me, it's not like we have differing opinions. They don't want to meet us in the arena of ideas and have a dialogue to see which one of our opinions are best and can we merge the two and make something better. They want to destroy what has been the great, I hate to say it, I got to be clear, the greatest country the world has ever seen. I'm an amateur historian. I read a lot. I write books. I'm telling you, I can't find an example of a country that has provided more to as many for as long as the United States is, with a capitalist engine that it has and a classical liberal culture. I'm not talking liberal. I'm talking about folks that are willing to go and raise their children and be a part of a functioning republic. Small r, republican form of government. These things are really important. And what we're doing is we're having our future flipped upside down right before our eyes because we either are doing the old classic, well, what can I do? My hair is on fire only from the sense that nobody seems, they laugh it off. They change the channel and move on. Abe Lincoln was right. The philosophy in this generation, it's going to be what's going to be.
Well, I think this didn't just start with education. This started with the decay of the family, which then worked into the decay of education to create this, what you're seeing. Because before, like you've always said, Mike, the family table is where you learned about politics and news. That table no longer exists. I'll even say that I'm guilty of it. We eat at the table about half the time. Another half, I'm either gone at work or on the go, or we're grabbing dinner. So the decay there, where now you don't have a father or a mother in the house, it's a single parent, they're allowing the school to do more with their children because they don't have the time.
They're not allowing it. They're demanding it.
Well, now, I'm saying this is the evolution, right? They allowed them. Now the school is in the next phase. Like you said, they're demanding it. That's now their child and no longer yours, to the point where it's going to be, when you have a baby, you give it to the government, and then they raise it the way they want. That's got to be the next step in this evolution. That's what they've basically proceeded to do since the late 60s, I see, early 70s to today.
See, I think it's been going on a lot longer than that.
Well, I think that the point where abortion was legalized really pushed this, and the point we started welfare programs, which, well, I guess would be the mid-50s.
Listen, Harvard started out as a Christian school.
That makes sense when it started.
But that's not who it is now.
No.
These folks are uber off-the-hook crazy with the politics that they're advancing. And again, they're not saying let's meet in the arena of ideas and debate it. They're wanting to entirely reinvent the United States. And I'm saying, okay, good for you. That's how a Republican form of governance works. Except for we folks, we that don't want that, we've got to meet them in the arena. We've got to demand that they come out and present themselves for who they are. I can't remember the one quote. We read it on the air a while back. It was from Chester Pierce, I think, that goes on about how every child at the age of 5 entering school comes as mentally ill because he's got allegiances to a supernatural being, to the United States, to his elected leadership. It goes on and on and on. And in the end, he's instructing future teachers that it's up to them to cure these young children by reinventing them as the international child of the future. This is from Harvard. And you go, these are the folks that are teaching folks like you as a professor to pass this idiocy. It's one thing to say we want differences. It's another thing entirely to be anti-American and want to replace it with something like ISIS. And that's accepted on UCL Berkeley's campus.
Well, I'll tell you what's scary is I watched a movie with my daughter last night, and it's called Geostorm. And they make this international space station, and it's one world now. It's no longer individual nations. And at the end, a little girl says, we have to remember that we're not individuals as nations. We need to be one world. And I said to my daughter, I said, man, that movie was so politically driven. She goes, what does that mean? I said, well, they want an agenda. They want to get rid of national borders and make us one world order. She goes, well, what's wrong with that?
How much time do you have?
Yeah. So I just gave her a quick explanation. You know, three things of, do you want this, this, and this? Yeah. No, no, no. Okay, that's why it's bad. She's 10. I can't get into real specifics with her.
Now, listen.
But at midnight. This was at midnight.
Yep,
and I'm
nice.
Like, you got to be kidding me. She just might. And for her, my daughter to ask me that?
Right.
There's other kids that aren't even asking that. Their parents are pushing it on them.
Right. I was flying west a number of years ago, and I got stuck in a layover. So I'm sitting at one of those halfway down the terminal bar things, and I ended up in a conversation with a college student, a later college student, so she's probably senior. Nice person, really wrong. And we got on the conversation about United States sovereignty as a union of states. And I talked to her, she wanted to get rid of the borders. I said, well, the problem with that, and I'm being cliche again, but absence of borders, we're not a country at all. She started applauding in the middle of this cocktail lounge, stands up and starts applauding really loud. I'm sitting there going, wow, I'm talking to one of the 2% folks. This person's a nut.
But to your point, Mike, those people exist in Washington, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Some of them are elected officials.
Oh,
you know what I mean? And it's in that it flies in the face of what we stand for as conservatives,
yep.
as Americans,
yep.
Individual liberty, individual freedom. This one world government talk? No,
yep.
thanks.
Yeah, and I'm not interested. But listen, to your point about Washington, D.C., and I get, in fact, on this show's Facebook page this week, I found myself accidentally engaged in a long debate over the rotten elected officials. And my position is this on that, folks. These folks that we send to Washington, we didn't, like I said in the demo for this show, we didn't beam them in from Mars. They're us. If you don't like what you're seeing in Washington, D.C., you know what you got to change, because they're a perfect reflection of us, like it or not. That's a fact. So I'm just telling you, Brian, we're going to get you back in here at some point.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mike.
And next week, folks, we'll have Miles back on where we can actually hear him talking about some of the finer things he's seen in Peru.
He's in a more socialist state, but closer to home.
But it's not really a socialist state. That's the oxymoron. That's why I was talking about it. We didn't have a good enough contact. So, folks, let's follow us on Twitter at TalkMikeHewitt. Please go visit themikehewittshow.com. All of the podcasts are there, et cetera, et cetera. We will see you next week, folks.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon